Good morning. We're just clarifying a few more points in regards to the Sugya Shemitah. We mentioned that there is an Isser to me take Paris Shemiyas to Chutz La'aretz. It's a Mishnah in Masechta Shemiyas. If a person does take them out, they do not become Usser Bahano or Bahila. So in regards to using them for the purpose of Esrik for Sukkahs, we mentioned that it has to be something which is edible, roy for achila. So it is roy for achila. You're allowed to eat it. This issur is an issur d'rabbanan. The Chazal instituted because they wanted to make sure that there is food available in Eretz Yisrael. Alternatively, the reason why they assured it, because there's a lach of beer, the beer should be done in Eretz Yisrael. So the difference between these two points is, in a case of Chai Nefesh, there's an Iver Chai Nefesh to take it outside of Eretz Yisrael, so that's going to be mutter. We want to take care of the needs of people in Eretz Yisrael, but there's people in Chutz La'aretz also need food. So in regards to the Seregim, the Chazanish said that the Chai Nefesh is that people should be able to get a Seregim in Chutz La'aretz, which are guaranteed that they are not in workup. That's not really available elsewhere. The only place in Eretz Yisrael we have a sorghum which are guaranteed not to be murkav, and therefore it's chayin nefesh, it's basic necessity for people in Chutz La'aretz to be able to receive such a sorghum. So the issue does not apply in that situation. If the reason is because of beer, so it's suggested that one may take it out to Chutz La'aretz as long as they are careful to send it back before the Zman HaBir. And therefore, some people are careful that the Sregim that they receive, that they send back to Eretz Yisrael, and some Merchim who sell Eretz Yisrael, like a Sregim, Shemitah Sregim, offer that you can bring them back after Sukkot, and they will send them back to Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the beer over there. Yerushalmi continues and says, interesting aside, the same way that they answered taking Parish Shemiyas to Chutz La'aretz, they also answered taking Svarim from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, that the reason over there is because we want Svarim to be available in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's an Isser to produce Svarim to send them to Chutz La'aretz. Many Svarim nowadays are sent to Chutz La'aretz. The reason why we're making is there's an opinion that says if they're made the Chachkila with that intent, the Isser doesn't apply. Okay, now just to clarify a few more points over here in regards to the status of the Lulav and the Hadassim in regards to the Dinim of Shemitah. The Mor says that when we spoke of before, what's considered a valid use for the Shemitah produce? So we said Achila, Shia, etc. The Gemara understands that the criteria for what is a valid use is what's known as Hanosan Ubiurin Shova. That the moment that the item is consumed, the item is used up, is the same time where a person gets a benefit. So something, let's say a person soaks the fruit, and by soaking the fruit, it rots, etc., and eventually that produces something, a benefit. It's not hanosan ubi urin shava. They do not happen simultaneously. And the heter requires that they happen simultaneously. So furthermore, items which are never used as Hanosan to be Urin Shava, there's no din of Shemitah in regards to them. Shemitah was said in regards to items which can be Hanosan to be Urin Shava. So the Mor says that wood in general does not have a din of Shemitah because the way you use wood is you heat, you put the wood in the fire, the wood is consumed, the wood is burnt already, and then it becomes coals and you cook on it. So the process of cooking, it takes place after the wood already has been, as it were, destroyed and made into something other than wood. So the hanoh and the beer are not simultaneous. The Mor says the exception to that is the lulav, because they used to use lulavim. You wouldn't use, they were not used for firewood. There's not too much wood there to burn. They were used primarily as brooms. You would take the lulav branch, you would bind it in such a way, and you would use the leaves to sweep with. So as you sweep the lulav on the floor, some of the wood wears away. At the same time, you're accomplishing your benefit of sweeping the floor at the same time. So the hanosan ubiurin shava. So the din of Shemitah applies to lulavim because they were intended to be used as brooms. the assumption of the poskim is nowadays that people do not sweep their houses with lulavim nowadays. So Shlomo Zalman points out that nowadays this halacha would no longer be true, and shvita would not apply to lulavim. So lulavim do not have a din of shvias on them. So lulavim versus Yisrael do not have any kedusha. Chazanish is on record as well to say the same thing. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that even though the Chazanish passing that for others, that is, it doesn't have a din of Shemitah, but personally, he himself was machmer on it, that that it does have a din of Shemitah. Now, in regards to the Hadassim, you know, let's leave that for the next year, and we'll clarify the Bez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.